This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. In the U.S., some low-income workers could find themselves waiting longer next year to get money from the IRS. This involves the Earned Income Tax Credit and the Child Tax Credit. Marketplace's Annie Baxter reports.
John Wanchek is a senior advisor on the Earned Income Tax Credit for the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities. And he says the tax credit is a big deal for low and moderate income workers, especially those with kids.
It could be a few thousand dollars coming into them.
Under the new law, the IRS would have to wait until February 15th to send refunds for those claiming the Earned Income Tax Credit and Child Tax Credit. Wanchek says by that time this year, about 8 million Earned Income Tax Credit recipients already had their refunds. Diane Whitmore-Schanzenbach is a social policy expert at Northwestern University. She says delaying refunds next year will cause hardship for families.
You know, it's basically forcing them to float this money back to the government for an extra month.
She says families getting the Earned Income Tax Credit tend to use their refunds quickly on things like car repairs or paying down debt.
Maybe they're in arrears with their landlord, and so they've struck deals and said, okay, as soon as this comes in, I'll give it to you.
Schanzenbach hopes recipients of those tax credits have time to plan for the delays coming next year. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.